in the sermon of the farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "Taraktu fikum amrain." I leave you with two resources. "Lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima." You will not go astray. You shall not lose your way so long as you hold on to these two things. Kitabullah, the Quran, wa sunnatu nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way, the practice, the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And something that's really fascinating and also extremely logical, if you think about it, is the fact that how are we even supposed to practice our religion properly and appropriately, fully, if we don't have the instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let's take a couple of examples. Salah, prayer, is mentioned in the Quran more than 67 times, at the very least 67 times. 17 times Allah commands us to pray in the Quran. Pray Salah. Aqim as-salah, aqimu as-salata, etc. But as Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar of our tradition, said, "Fi ayy Qur'anin wujida anna al-dhuhra arba' raka'atin wa sifata as-salah wa sujood wa ruku' wa ghayra dhalik." In which verse of the Qur'an is it telling us that Fajr is two, Dhuhr is four, Asr is four, Maghrib is three, and then Isha is four? And that in every raka'ah there's one ruku' but two sujdas. Which verse of the Qur'an is telling us that? And the answer is none. So then how do we know how to pray? Well, we know how to pray because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray as you have seen me pray. Allah tells us in the Quran, complete your Hajj, do your Hajj. Hajj isn't mandatory on you. But where in the Quran am I finding all the rituals of Hajj? The answer is I'm not finding it there. But rather, the Prophet ﷺ went for Hajj and he said, "Khudu anni manasikakum." Learn from me. Watch me and learn from me how to do Hajj. So it's a very, very logical issue that without the sunnah, the practice, the tradition, the example of the Prophet ﷺ, we can't even fully live even the basics of our religion. And that's why we learn and we cherish and we practice the prophetic tradition, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Jazakumullahu khairan.